Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Politicians and bureaucrats regularly make self-contradictory statements. Here is a fresh example from the Federal Reserve. Federal Open Market Committee's January statement said in the first two paragraphs, quote, "Information received since the Federal Open Market Committee met in December indicates that the labor market has continued to strengthen and that economic activity has been rising at a solid rate. Gains in employment, household spending, and business fixed investments have been solid, and the unemployment rate has stayed low. The committee expects that economic activity will expand at a moderate pace and labor market conditions will remain strong," unquote. That statement was contradicted by quotes from several members of the Federal Reserve Bank presidents in a Reuters article 5 days ago. Instead of managing a strong economy, some are worrying about how to prepare for a coming recession. For instance, San Francisco Federal Reserve Bank President John Williams stated 5 days ago, quote, "The thing that keeps me up at night is that when the next recession happens, and hopefully not for a long time, I don't think we have as strong a toolkit as we would like to have to respond to that," unquote. The current federal funds interest rate is now just a fraction of what it was at the beginning of the Great Recession a decade ago, where lower rates were used to combat the downturn. Federal Reserve Bank of New York President William Dudley said that the Fed in the next recession may have to instead be more aggressive at adding bonds to its balance sheet, which is an admittedly less effective tactic. Boston Fed President Eric Rosengren worried, quote, "We would be better off, rather than thinking about what we would do next time when we hit zero, making sure that we don't get back there. We just don't want to be there," unquote. None predicted an imminent recession, but their jobs require that they not do so, no matter how close it is. Are you making your financial plans to prepare for the next recession? That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.